You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Disease Du Jour podcast. I'm your host, Carly Sisson, and in this episode, I talk to Dr. Sally Hyman about lameness evaluation technologies such as Equinosis Q and Sleep. This episode of Disease Du Jour is brought to you by Bimeda. Dr. Sally Hyman has been practicing equine medicine and surgery nationally and internationally since 1996. She attended the University of Pennsylvania School of Veterinary Medicine, and she received the George M. Palmer Prize upon graduation for excellence in equine medicine and surgery. After graduation, she completed a medicine and surgery internship at Reed & Associates in Palm Beach, Florida. Following her internship, Dr. Hyman pursued a residency in large animal internal medicine at the University of Pennsylvania New Bolton Center. Here she gained extensive experience in endoscopy, ultrasonography, and radiology, in addition to complicated medical case workups. A year of research utilizing the high-speed treadmill followed her residency. Research projects included the investigation of a novel drug to prevent exercise-induced pulmonary hemorrhage, the effects of mechanical muscle massage on lactic acid levels in muscle recovery post-exercise, and drug elimination studies. Dr. Hyman gained board certification in internal medicine in 2004. Over the years, Dr. Hyman has continued to further her veterinary knowledge, becoming certified in equine acupuncture and Toi Na, attending multiple International Society of Equine Locomotor Pathology forums on advanced musculoskeletal imaging and lameness evaluation, and lecturing both nationally and internationally. Dr. Hyman has also earned her MBA in marketing. After several years in solo practice in the Northern Virginia area, Dr. Hyman sought to join a team that provided excellence in diagnostics, care, and education. She found this in Total Equine Veterinary Associates and is pleased to be part of a forward-thinking, progressive, and caring practice. Thank you, Dr. Hyman, for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Can you get us started by just explaining briefly what the Equinosis is and how it works?
So the Equinosis Q is a system used to help in working with lamenesses. It has technology using accelerometers and gyroscopes that helps to identify very subtle lamenesses that perhaps we can't see with our naked eye. So it's a really useful technology for those of us who do any type of lameness evaluation. As we all know, anybody out there who owns a horse or who is working with horses, lamenesses can be one of the most difficult areas to work with. If you put three veterinarians in a room and ask them to watch a video of a horse and ask what leg is lame, most of the time you're going to get three different answers. And because of that, it's really nice to have these objective ways of measuring lameness. There have been studies that say that inter-observer agreement on lamenesses can be anywhere, from 50% or less. And if the lamenesses are very subtle on the AAP scale of one or less, that a lot of times the agreement is very, very poor. So the Equinosis gives an objective, measurable way of identifying a lameness in horses.
So how does Equinosis apply to the hands-on clinical exam and enhance that aspect of practice? Can you walk us through how you might use it in day-to-day practice?
Sure. So every lameness examination should begin with a thorough physical examination. That means, watching the horse as they're standing. What kind of position are they standing in? Are they comfortable? Are they symmetrical? Obviously, we then put our hands on the horse. You want them, you want to feel all of their muscles down their legs, their tendons and ligaments. Is anything warm? Is anything swollen? What kind of, digital pulses do they have? Obviously, do a good hoof tester examination. Then, we will observe them at the different gates, walk, trot, might even put them on the lunge and watch them at canter as well. Some people like to see them ridden. But a lot of times, if the lameness is very, very subtle, or we think that there are multiple legs that are affected. The equinosis is a great resource to use to be able to identify that subtle lameness, to identify multiple limb lamenesses. And sometimes we think that there's a lameness, but it may be a compensatory lameness or a secondary lameness. And those are things that equinosis can identify for us so that we're not chasing down the wrong lameness.
Right. So I imagine it can really help guide some of your imaging decisions in that respect. Would that be correct?
Yes. So the one thing that you need to realize about any of these inertial motion sensor type assistants and the technologies is that they don't tell us what, they will tell us where. So we can go through a very complicated lameness, identify that. We now know that, let's say that the left front limb is the one that's truly the lame limb for us. Then we can do diagnostic analgesia, so blocking, and locate a little bit closer into where we are thinking that the lameness could be. Then we can go ahead and, you know, narrow down our imaging to that area. So again, any of these technologies that help us identify lameness aren't going to say, oh, it is the left front fetlock. I think we're getting a little closer and a little bit better to saying, yes, it's a soft tissue or it's a bony issue. But for now, it's going to tell us where, but not exactly what. But then once we get a little closer, we can go ahead and, you know, with our additional blocking, can go ahead and say, yes, this is where we need to be imaging that area.
Right. So it sounds like it really speeds up and helps you narrow down where exactly you want to look and maybe saves your clients some money in the meantime.
Absolutely. There are certain lamenesses that may have a compensatory or a secondary lameness component to it. And if it is a compensatory lameness, so a lameness that's not actually a true lameness, but makes a leg look limp because of the primary lameness, you may end up blocking and imaging a leg that is not lame. And that can be time consuming, expensive for your client. And also you end up putting the horse through, you know, diagnostic procedures that it wouldn't necessarily need if you knew that it was a whole other leg that was affected.
Today's episode of the Disease Azure podcast is brought to you by Bimeda Equine. Bimeda might be the biggest animal health company you've never heard of until now. Bimeda's products have been trusted by veterinarians and owners since the 1960s when their Irish roots began. Bimeda is one of the largest producers of dewormers like Equimax, Bimectin, and Exodus. World-renowned equine athletes also rely on Polyglycan, a patented formula that replaces lost or damaged synovial fluid, and Confidence EQ pheromone gel, which reduces and prevents equine stress. Consult your vet and visit bimedaus.com to see where to buy. I know that one of the services your practice offers is baseline soundness examinations using this technology. So can you walk us through what that means and why it's really helpful for your clients?
Yes, we will encourage all of our clients, whether your horse is a top level show horse or just your, you know, backyard horse that you like going on trail rides with, to have a baseline at least once a year. All horses that get ridden are performance horses and they need to be sound. And it's just as devastating for an owner of a trail horse not to be able to ride their trail horse if it gets lame compared to, you know, somebody who's out competing at the highest levels. So getting that baseline once a year and seeing how things change or don't change will allow us to be able to identify a problem much, much sooner, get on top of it, and even be proactive so that we don't end up with a horse who is truly lame in the future. So for the, you know, average pleasure horse, you know, once a year is great. For some of our more competitive horses, we will recommend that we do it in the off season, you know, as they're getting fit and ready for their show season, mid season, to make sure that we're not having any changes as they're going through their shows, especially make sure that nobody's going to get lame and miss their, you know, end of year championships. You know, that's devastating for most riders. And then at the end of the season, so that we can then address any issues that may have come up after that long, extensive showing season so that we can get them ready for the next season. Our show horses these days don't get much of a break. They travel up and down the East Coast. They can go out to the middle of the country and show indoors. So they're going, you know, 365 days a year now. We just want to make sure that we stay on top of everything, that we're very proactive. And we've been very lucky to have a clientele that's willing to do that. And it's amazing, you know, how they see the subtle changes before they, you know, we see them on the equinosis evaluations before they feel them, and then we can address it. And I think we've done a pretty good job of preventing a lot of horses from becoming lame.
Yeah, that sounds like a really useful application for the technology. In an ideal world, would you start those exams when the horse is about 3 years old, or when they're just started under saddle, and then track as they progress in age?
The earlier, the better. We don't have a very young horse population. You know, most of the time our clients are getting them as they're, you know, starting to compete. So maybe in the 5-6 year old range. So we're not seeing the super young ones, but if somebody had the opportunity, that would be great, because you could see how those early days of breaking and training have affected them. And then you have a baseline for that horse throughout their lifetime.
Right. And I know, like, no horse is 100% symmetrical. So how do you sort of take that into account and determine what's normal for each horse versus what's an abnormality that might need to be addressed?
You definitely, you know, have to have a little bit of, I'm not going to say a grain of salt, but, you know, you take that evaluation in conjunction with your physical exam and the report from the rider of how the horse is doing. So you're right, not very many horses are completely symmetrical, but then you just follow that asymmetry over time. Does it get worse? Does it cause a compensation or a secondary lameness somewhere else that you'll pick up? And just by following that over time, you can see if it is going to become an issue for that horse.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And do you find that clients are usually pretty eager to have these exams done on their horses, or is this something that you need to, you know, do some convincing and explain the merits of it?
I think the majority of our clients are very willing to have it done. The ones who haven't had it done usually don't know about it. So we do try to make sure that all of our clients are aware of the technology. And once they know about it, or if we're in a barn and they see another horse getting it done, they're like, oh, can I get that for my horse? I've done a little trick with my system. Their head sensor comes with a small bonnet, a little black neoprene bonnet that you put on, like a fly mask or, you know, a head bumper on them. And I have actually bejeweled mine. So it's fancy and has all kinds of little colored rhinestones on it. And people walk by and say, oh my gosh, I want that bonnet. They call it the sparkly bonnet, and they want it on their horse. So it catches their eye. And once they know about it, people are very hooked. They think that this is a great way of getting an evaluation, again, very objective and something that they can use over a long period of time to compare. So we can have repeated evaluations that let them know the soundness of their horse.
Nice. And I imagine this makes it a lot easier when a horse becomes lame to narrow down where the lameness is located, having this baseline. But do you think that the equinosis cue is still really helpful for lame horses that haven't had this baseline soundness exam, or are the two sort of complementary to each other?
You can absolutely use this as a one-time evaluation. It's great to have the baselines to compare to over time. But when I go out and if I'm seeing a lameness for the first time, a new client or somebody who's never had it before, I absolutely take it out, because it will give us a very objective assessment of the horse, of the lameness. And then we will have it for future reference. So, you know, if I'm getting called out because the horse is lame, then we will be able to see how our treatments are working or not working as we go through the rehab process with that horse. So a baseline is great, but if they don't have it, it does not matter. And I absolutely am going to pull out the technology to use on every lameness.
Okay, great. What are some other applications for this technology outside of the baseline exams and lameness exams?
Well, I guess that really is its full purpose, but, you know, using it to follow up with treatments and therapies as we're trying to see how a horse is responding. Sometimes you can use it to evaluate, you know, shoeing changes, you know, see if that changes any small asymmetries and how the horse is going. And then there is a rider sensor as well that you can see how a rider is affecting the horse's soundness. Sometimes a rider on can make the lameness look better or worse. And so adding that can also enhance your lameness evaluation.
Okay, interesting. So I know there's another objective tool called SLAPE. Could you talk a little bit about this technology and how this differs from the Equinosis?
Sure. I have not used that technology personally myself. I have seen reports of it from clients who I share with other practices. And so it is using similar physics, where you're looking at the differences in symmetry in the pelvis and in the head, but the SLAPE is using virtual markers on the horse. With the Equinosis Q, the sensors are actually physically on the horse, so on the head, on the pelvis, and on the right front limb. The other technology uses AI to put these virtual markers on. From what I have read, there can be a little bit of difficulty sometimes in using it if the conditions aren't good, if your background is bad, if there's weather, or if you don't have a good internet connection. And then the further the horse gets away from you, there might be a little bit of a decrease in the accuracy. I am sure that they have done their research and, you know, have, you know, dealt with those issues. I guess the biggest one for me is just that with the Equinosis Q, everything is right there. The system is talking to a computer that's in my hands. It's all, you know, a local connection. We don't have really good internet service a lot of places where I go. So having to depend on the cloud can be a little bit of an issue. But, you know, I've seen the reports. They look very similar. It's using an algorithm to measure the difference in their movement. So, you know, they're similar, but a little different. And I guess, you know, depending on what's available to you in your area, just using these technologies, I think, is great because it's going to enhance the lameness evaluation for every horse. So certainly using one is better than using none at all, because at the end of the day, sometimes we're tired, sometimes we just can't figure it out. And it's great to have these objective measures that, you know, will keep us honest and help us figure out things that we, you know, may not be able to figure out ourselves that day, because sometimes things are complex and we just can't, you know, do it by ourselves.
Right. Are there any other emerging technologies that are similar or that could be have a similar use that you know of that you might want to share?
So there is another system out there that is not used as much for your everyday lameness evaluation. You know, a practitioner such as myself in private practice or, you know, doing the show horses, but in the racehorse industry, the StrideSafe system has really become very important, and that is helping to evaluate lameness and to help prevent catastrophic injuries in racehorses. It's a much different system that it is not as much identifying the up and down head and pelvis motion as it is figuring out actually forward acceleration and stride length, but they have done enough horses to know that when there are significant changes in the stride length of that horse, that they've been able to correlate it with the potential for catastrophic injuries such as condylar fractures. And in being able to see that, they can get those horses out of training, out of racing, and, you know, prevent those things that, you know, one, are just, you know, a tragedy for the horse and rider and those people involved, but also is a very good way to show to the public that, you know, we are being responsible in the way that we are handling these horses. So, and they've, you know, done studies following up with PET scans and bone scans showing that when those horses have a change in their stride length, that they're showing early signs of those areas that would relate to, you know, catastrophic injuries, they can rehab those horses and get them back. So that's definitely another technology that is out there. We'll see if it works its way into the, you know, hunter jumper, maybe eventing endurance fields. But right now, very, very useful in the racing population, the Equinosis, the Slate, much more practical for us in the, you know, show horse, you know, sport horse world.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. So for any veterinarians who are considering bringing lameness diagnostic technology into their practice, where should they start? Are there any certifications or training that they should pursue? And what does the upfront investment look like for a practice?
I think getting in touch with the Equinosis company is a great place to start if you want that system. Everybody there is absolutely lovely to work with, easy to work with. They do have classes and a certification there, just so that you can get in-depth knowledge of how to use the system. I don't know about Slate. I couldn't find anything on their website about them having certification, but I know all of the programs come with really good training so that you are comfortable with the system and understand the system and have great customer support. Anytime I have an issue, there's no problem with picking up the phone and, you know, getting in touch with them. So I don't think anybody should feel intimidated by the systems, that you can't learn to use it, that, you know, it's too hard. It's, you know, I would never be able to do that. They're really user-friendly. I do know that the Equinosis, I talked to their rep prior to speaking with you to get, you know, sort of an accurate pricing on that. And it's about $15,000 to $18,000. So that is a significant financial investment. But if you are putting that on every single horse that you use, your return on investment is pretty quick. I know that the other systems are like a subscription, you know, monthly pay. So that, you know, may be financially easier for somebody, you know, starting out, but you might dip your toe in there and, you know, feel that you like that, but then want to have your self-contained system so you're not, I don't know, paying a subscription forever and ever. Yeah. So, and I do know, I think they said that Equinosis is going to have a subscription type service coming out in the future. So I guess that's something that people can look into as well. But I have to say, our practice has three systems and we're using them all the time. And I think it just is in a great way to enhance the lameness evaluation. I don't think anybody should, you know, be afraid to use it. It doesn't make you, you know, people don't look at you like, oh, you can't figure out a lameness. You need that technology. It's not a standalone technology. It needs somebody who knows how to interpret it and, you know, a veterinarian with a good eye at lameness to make it all make sense. So it's not a replacement for a veterinarian. You can't just give it to a client and they're going to do all their lameness evaluations themselves. It really does need the practitioner behind it to put it all into perspective. What is real? What is not real? And, you know, I guess in the beginning, there was a little bit of a stigma, like, oh, you have to use that to make your evaluation. And now people are like, oh, no, you're using it. It's great. Now we have all this data that we can, you know, have for future reference. So I think it's something that every practice should have at least one of, you know, get in there and use it and you'll see the value in it.
Yeah, it seems like as technology is really penetrating all aspects of our daily lives, clients are probably going to embrace technologies like this and seek out veterinarians who are using these new technologies to help guide their analysis. So it seems like it could be like a really good differentiator for your practice if you're offering a service like this.
Absolutely. We certainly get clients from other practices in the area who, you know, just want that one thing. And that's great. We are happy to, you know, be like, okay, you know, we can show this now, you have it. And, you know, you can work on it. And if you need a re-exam, we can come back and do that for you.
Yeah, that's great. Is there anything else that you would like to add about any of these technologies before we wrap up today?
I think that one, practitioners shouldn't be afraid of them. And, it's not, again, saying that you don't know how to do something. It's that you are, willing to embrace the technology and, use this objective data that is very helpful. And I think that once you have it in your practice, that your clients are going to see the benefit of it. It makes my lameness examinations so much quicker, so much easier. You get to see more than what your eye sees because it can, see subtle lamenesses that we don't, and that it really does have worth in your practice.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Hyman, for coming on this episode and talking more about the Equinosis Q and some of these other technologies. It's been great to learn more about how you've been applying it for your clients.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been my pleasure.
I'd like to say thank you again to Dr. Hyman for joining us, and thank you to Bimeda for supporting this episode. And as always, thank you to our audience for listening. If you have any questions or suggestions for the podcast, please send me an email at csisson@equinenetwork.com.